identity theft and fraud, something their offices deal with on a regular basis. The letter calls for a meeting with Page as soon as possible, and he's been asked to reply to it no later than February 29th. In Des Moines, Jim Boyd, Fox News Radio.
J.K. Rowling's ready to write again, but not more Harry Potter books. This time the author signed a publishing deal to write novels for adults. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
There's a weather forecast for your Thursday. We start off with variably cloudy conditions. There's a few light showers showing up on the radar off to our west and northwest. They'll move on through, but the probability is on the low side, only at about 40%. We're looking at skies becoming mostly sunny today, and that's going to feature a very nice afternoon with highs in the upper 50s. I'm sure it'll touch 60 in many of the warmer spots. For tonight, though, back to the clouds, and we'll have some rain, especially after midnight. Nighttime lows down near 40. Overcast and wet weather with occasional rain and drizzle on Friday, with Friday's highs in the lower 50s. Friday night, still a chance of some showers during the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. Nighttime lows of 30 to 35. Saturday is going to be a windy day. Partial sunshine. Highs will reach the mid-40s on gusty northwest winds. Partly cloudy on Saturday night. Nighttime lows upper 20s, so a little bit colder there. Coldest day of the weekend looks like Sunday. It'll be sunny with highs in the lower 40s. And on Monday, mostly sunny, back to highs in the upper 40s on Monday afternoon. And a quick look at the last day of the month. Looks like we'll have skies will be mostly sunny on Tuesday. Tuesday's highs in the upper 40s. And for Wednesday, back to an increase in clouds, a chance of rain for the 29th of February, next Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather is brought to you on WVOX Worldwide by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center, right for New York.
Every day, New Yorkers depend upon the clean and reliable electricity provided by Indian Point. On an average day, Indian Point provides about a quarter of the electricity for New York City and Westchester at lower cost than other power plants, and helps our efforts to improve air quality. You have a right to know the facts about Indian Point, because when talk turns to extending the licenses of these plants, we all need to remember how important Indian Point is to New York. For instance, did you know that without Indian Point's lower-cost power, our electric rates would be much higher, and that an equivalent gas-fired power plant would pour millions of tons of pollutants a year into the air we breathe, and that the independent experts in charge of New York's electric grid have said that the city could face rolling blackouts without Indian Point. I'm Teresa Motko, and I'm an engineer here at Indian Point, and my family and I live in the area. All of us have a right to know why Indian Point is right for New York. Visit rightfornewyork.com for answers.
This is Bill O'Shaughnessy. Welcome to another great broadcast day here on the radio, your radio, New York, WVOX and WVOX.com worldwide. This is America's great community station for you and yours, 1460 WVOX. Thanks for inviting us in.
1460 WVOX. Good morning. Welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Levinsohn, your host for the series on the natural world, education and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. In the studio with me today is Peter Pesch. We'll get to talking perhaps about some good Italian gravy later.
Thank you, Bob.
Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2012, the 64th day of winter, 3 weeks and 5 days to spring. But how are we going to know the difference after winter like this? Spring is spring, and this is what it seems like to me. But I've always made it a point to not write February off, or January, or March even, and to just humbly wait as it plays out. I must say it does not look like there will be any more. Maybe there'll be a flurry in the next 6 days until March, and then who knows what's going to happen. But my prediction is that this is it. winter has had its very mild fling this year, and I don't think we're getting anything else. But I retain a little bit of humility because it's possible that we can be thrown a curve and there can be a blizzard yet. So we'll stay tuned and we'll let nature do what nature does. Weather can be predicted, but not with any degree of certainty for the most part. Well, as you know, as most of you know, some of you just don't believe it, but we are experiencing climate change. There's been record cold in Europe this year, record warm here. Greenhouse gases continue to increase their presence in our atmosphere, and they block the sun's rays in unpredictable ways. Combined with, actually, they're predictable to a certain extent. It's just we don't know how. We know they're going, that the greenhouse gases are going to increase. We know that global warming is here and is progressing along its path, and that climate change will change, and that's where it's unpredictable. You can't say that, oh, it's going to be cold in France and hot in Moscow next year. You just have to wait and see what happens. It's, of course, a lot of it is the greenhouse gases that we release, cattle industry, but mostly machines, mostly cars, basically, I think. Worldwide, it's cars. And also, that being combined with massive global rainforest destruction, and so our planet is in for some heck of a ride in the next, I don't know how many years. Some of you will be here to see it. Now, you do hear much about global warming, but that's not what this is. Let's just clear that up again. Global warming is the slight rise in the average global temperature, and it actually comes to about maybe 2 to 6 degrees in the next 100 years. So it's a fractional degree a year. But 100 years in geologic time is trivial. So if 100 years sees an increase of 4 degrees, then 400 years sees an increase of 16 degrees, and that means that everything we now know is underwater. It means that there's no polar ice anymore, and the world is a very, very different place. And that is not a natural process. That is a man-made process. I realize there are some of you out there who really actually believe that global warming is not man-made and is a myth and all that. Well, okay. I suppose in some universe you might be right. But I listen to the scientists, not the Republicans. So serious climate change will result in the near future, and however, what we do know is that the worst case scenarios have been exceeded in the recent past. So let's move on from that. But that's what's happening, and that's we remark about that because of this climate change weather we're experiencing right here. We have gained 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday. 35 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. Spring arrives on March 20th. Now, those things are not going to change. That's the way it is. The sun's trajectory and the Earth's path in relation to it are just not going to change in however many millions of years. So we don't even think about that. The sun rose at 6:39 this morning. It will set at 5:39 this afternoon. We will have 11 hours of daylight today. The moon is in the daytime sky. It's up there right now, if you can catch a glimpse of it. I don't know if you can. It rose at 7:04 this morning. It will set at 7:44 this evening. We are 2 days past the new moon, and the next full moon is on March 8th. Next high tides in New Rochelle at 12:14 in Yonkers. Right 3 minutes ago at 10:10, so it's full high in Yonkers. The Hubs Ferry will turn high at 10:38, Tarrytown 10:54, and Peekskill at 11:33. Okay, our regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. This is a somewhat unusual list today. You'll see as it unfolds. Sergeant Alan R. McKenna, Jr., age 28, of Noble, Oklahoma. He was with the 4th Infantry. He died of a non-battle-related injury in Kandahar Province on February 21st. Now, there were four airmen, Air Force guys, who were killed in a crash in Djibouti, which is an African country bordered by Ethiopia and Somalia. It has nothing to do with the Middle East or any wars or anything else. Just training, I guess. The four were senior airman Julian S. Shulton, age 26, from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. He was with the 361st Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Group. Captain Ryan P. Hall, age 30, of Colorado Springs, Colorado. He was with the 1st Special Operations Group. Captain Nicholas S. Whitlock, age 29, of Noonan, Georgia, with the 1st Special Operations Wing. And also 1st Lieutenant Justin J. Wilkins, age 26, of Bend, Oregon, with that same unit. Petty Officer 1st Class Paris S. Pogue, I guess, age 40, died of during a port visit in Dubai in the UAR, United Arab Emirates, on February 17th. We don't know what killed him. Sergeant Jerry D. Reed II, age 30, of Russellville, Arkansas. He was with the 172nd Infantry Brigade, also a non-battle-related injury in Paktika Province. Petty Officer 3rd Class is a Navy guy, Kyler L. Estrada, age 21, from Maricopa, Arizona. He was assigned to the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. He was accidentally shot and killed during a nighttime live fire training exercise in Djibouti again on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. So five of our, they're all airmen, I guess. This fellow was a Navy and the other four were airmen. They were all killed or died or had accidents in Djibouti, which had nothing to do with any wars. Private First Class Cesar Cortez, age 24, of Oceanside. And the entry just said Oceanside, USA. I'm guessing it's Oceanside, New Jersey. There is an Oceanside in New Jersey, is there, Peter?
I'm not sure, Bob.
Know. Okay. I think so. There's an Ocean City, I guess. Anyway, the entry was incomplete. So he's from someplace in the United States called Oceanside. He was with the 11th Air Defense Artillery Brigade, and it was just a vehicle accident, non-hostile, non-anything, just a vehicle accident in Bahrain on February 11th. And finally, we have Marine Lance Corporal Asprani Montes de Oca, age 20, from North Arlington, New Jersey. He was with the 2nd Marines, and he was killed in combat in Helmand Province on February 10th. So only one of this list of 10 actually was killed in combat. The others, accidents and whatever. These 10 American service members were alive on the date of our last broadcast 2 weeks ago, and Sergeant McKenna was alive just 2 days ago. So, as I said, of these 10, only Lance Corporal Montes was killed in combat. The others were accidents and other non-combat causes. So it is an unusual list this week. Of course, any of our servicemen who die in uniform are to be honored for sure. Each of these deaths is a great loss to their families and to all Americans. May they live forever in our hearts. And may this feature come to an end in the near future, because there are no more deaths to report. Time for the Culture Corner. My reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them, because everyone has the right to be wrong. Well, we got four things to share with you today. A movie, a concert, a Broadway show, and an off-Broadway show. So we're going to fill you up with reviews today. And if anybody has anything to say today about the reviews or anything else, feel free to call in. We're opening the lines today. The telephone number here in the studio is 914-636-0110. If you have anything to say about anything that I say or anything that's on your mind, keep it short and relevant, and we'll be happy to hear from you. All right, let's start with the off-Broadway play, Psychotherapy. It's a classy little play. It has an unusual, the title itself is two words, psycho space therapy, which is telling if you see it. It's also been called Couples Therapy for Three. What happens is this lady, Lily's serious relationship guy, does not show up for their first couples therapy session. But who does? Dorian does. Dorian is her hot ex who rings Lily's chimes like Philip never could. At the second session, however, Philip does show, and he and Dorian dance around. How much time do we have? Okay, we're going to have to take a break. We'll come back to these reviews after the break. You're listening to Environmentally Sound on WBOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. In the studio with me is Peter Pesch. And if you're listening in Tuba City, Goodyear, Two Guns, Arizona, Pocahontas, Strawberry, Flippin, or Umpire, Arkansas, or Avocado, California, Baghdad, Arizona, or California, or Iraq, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. And you're listening live, and we will be right back.
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day with the market searching for direction. At 10 a.m. Eastern, though, the Dow now off by some 38 points. More signs of an improving job market. Weekly jobless claims coming in at 351,000. The number of people filing for first-time benefits was virtually unchanged from the week before. All in all, we've had 6 weeks below 400,000, and the four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, hit its lowest level in some 4 years. And shares of Sears on the rise despite a $2.4 billion net loss during the fourth quarter. The struggling retail operator is selling off 11 of its stores to General Growth Properties. Separately, though, Sears has decided to spin off its outlet, hometown, and hardware store businesses. The company says it will also reduce the headcount in what it calls a way of unlocking the value of its balance sheet. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
We have ways of making you talk.
This is a crazy man.
WVOX Worldwide.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. We got cut off in the middle of that review, so let's go back to it. We're talking about psychotherapy, and what we're saying is that Philip, who is Lily's main relationship guy, who I guess they're planning to get married, I don't quite remember all the details, but Dorian shows up at the first couple's therapy session and pretends to be Philip, and then at the second session, they both show up. So Philip and Dorian dance around with Lily and the nutty therapist. This kind of a comedy. Her name is Nancy Winston. She's played by Jan Leslie Harding. Now, Dr. Winston has a weakness for chocolate, like so many other women, but she gets caught digging in her trash for the chocolate she has discarded, which kind of embarrasses a professional person who's not supposed to be on her knees in her office with her hands in the trash basket. Well, we do believe that she's a competent therapist, even though she is wacky in her own right. Indeed, well-known radio shrink and future environmentally sound guest Dr. Joy Brown, who hosted a talk back after the play, said that in all her years she has met two types of therapists, those who are serious and conservative and those who are crazy for Cocoa Puffs. I concur, for I have met many as well. Some you would trust your psyche to, others you can't imagine sharing even one confidence, let alone a secret. It takes a certain kind of person to go into psychotherapy as a profession. Sometimes they're really serious people who have a sense of how to help people, and they're really serious, and others are just so wacky they want to work out their own stuff, and this is how they do it. The acting was good, the premise and action farcical and entertaining if you don't take it too seriously. Sure, there are all kinds of truth is stranger than fiction scenarios, but this one gets away from what can be considered likely. It's not likely, but we did enjoy it. In addition to Joy Brown being there, playwright Frank Strausser was in the audience. We chatted him up a little bit. So, does Lily wind up with Philip, the serious guy, or Dorian, the rich, sexy, irresponsible guy? You know I can't tell you that. If you must know, however, get down to the Cherry Lane Theater in the West Village by Saturday. It will be all over on Sunday. You got 2 days if you want to see it. It's called Psychotherapy. It is at the Cherry Lane Theater. You can find it online. It's an off-Broadway play, and we enjoyed it. Okay, now Peter and I, Peter, who is sitting here with me in the studio, went to the Westchester Broadway Theater. We saw the Sicilian Tenors.
Very nice, Bob.
Very nice. These three tenors named Aaron Caruso, Elio Scaccio, I hope I'm saying that right, and Sam Vitale all have their roots in Sicily. They make a couple of mafia jokes, but they're more funny than scary. They perform the songs quite well, don't you think?
Yes, I do, Bob.
Yes, and they intermingled patter and jokes in a refreshing mix. As one of them said in the lobby afterwards, you got to have shtick, or something like that. In fact, what was that? The one joke that the piano player said, he said, this 90-year-old Jewish man goes to, remember this joke? 90-year-old Jewish man goes to a Catholic priest for confession.
He says, I have to confess.
He says, I have to confess. I had sex with a 25-year-old girl.
And the priest says, you don't have to tell me. He says, what do you mean? I'm telling everybody.
So I became the straight man today. Anyway, they sang some classics. Their encore was Nisan Dorma from Turandot, which Peter and I also were in, the New Rochelle Opera Company's version of that. They did one of Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht's Mack the Knife songs, Mack the Knife, as sung by Bobby Darin, that arrangement. They gave the audience background on some of the selections. And am I the only one who did not know that Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never was set to the tune of O Solo Mio? Did you know that, Debbie? See? It's Now or Never is really O Solo Mio. Okay. So this was a series, one in a series of one-time only performances produced at the Westchester Broadway Theater in Elmsford. We go to all their main stage productions, many of their one-nighters as well. The venue is great. For substantially less than the price of a Broadway admission, you get the show and dinner. Tickets are typically $75, about half of which is considered dinner. Upcoming is the Pat Cooper Farewell Tour. If you enjoy the unique comedy of Pat Cooper, catch him before he retires. And chat him up sometimes, you'll see that he is always on. I once ran into him at a funeral, and he was doing material while we were talking even there at a funeral. So it wasn't bad, it was just a little unusual. There's plenty of parking at the Westchester Broadway Theater. It's easy to get to, so it's a hassle-free evening's entertainment. The shows are generally quite good, and many who perform here have also played on Broadway. Go to their website, BroadwayTheater.com, to see their upcoming schedule. I recommend that you put yourself on their email list to stay informed. It's a great venue, decent food and service, and a good variety of entertainment, always professionally done. Okay, now let's make a short shrift of a film that I saw called Safe House. I went to see this film because of Denzel Washington. I like him as an actor and as a man. He's a generous fellow. He gave $1 million recently to rescue Mount Vernon basketball from the budget acts. That was in the last couple of years. Just wrote a check for $1 million. I admire when somebody comes back to his roots and says, you know what? I grew up in this community and I have succeeded, and I do not forget where I came from. However, why he made this movie, I can't really say. It's gratuitous in all the wrong ways. So we like Denzel. The movie's another story. Excessive, meaningless car crashes and chases, excessive shootings and killings. None of it made much sense except to make the point that even federal agencies charged with public protection can be corrupted. Duh. Big surprise. Yes, it's believable that the CAI can have high-ranking officials acting against the Constitution and for their own interests. I can believe that. But make a movie that dramatizes rather than trivializes that distasteful truth. I went to see Safe House because of Denzel, knowing nothing about it. I won't do that again. Next time he releases a movie, I will have to know more about it before plunking down the price of a ticket. I considered it a bonus when I realized that Vera Farmiga was one of the co-stars, but again, I was disappointed. Vera played a great off-beauty love interest opposite George Clooney in Up in the Air, and that was a role for her. Playing a ranking CIA operative in Safe House is not a role for her. It was a waste of her talent, and I was actually annoyed by her rather than charmed by her. I was very much charmed by her in Up in the Air. No redeeming qualities in this crappy movie. Give your $9 to a homeless guy in the street and you'll feel better than if you sit through Safe House. Okay, last night was Porgy and Bess. This is an opera. It's not really a Broadway musical. It may be the most famous of American operas. Interesting that two Jewish gentlemen born in Brooklyn of immigrant parents would write a play about Negroes in the South, and it is about Negroes. The opera was first performed in 1935, long before the civil rights movement was even thought of. To its credit, this adaptation plays true to those roots. The attitudes of the almost all black cast toward each other and toward the only two white cast members, who were the policemen, are as they were back in the day it was written. And I like that. I like when things are not PC'd up. I guess we have to take our break. So let's do that, and then we'll come back to the rest of this review. You're listening to AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. I am Bob Lovensall. Peter Pesch is in the house. If you are listening outside of our listening area in Weeki, Wachi, or Wewachichka, Yeehaw Junction, or Yellowwater, Florida, Rome, Kansas, or Italy, Zurich, Switzerland, or Kansas, or Bugtussie, Kentucky, you have logged on to www.wvox.com, and you are listening live, and we will be right back.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Seven Marines were killed last night when their two helicopters collided near the California-Arizona border. Based in Southern California, the Marines were on a training mission. Also today, two U.S. troops were killed in the ongoing protests in Afghanistan against the burning of Korans at an American military base.
An Afghan soldier shot and killed two U.S. troops and wounded several others. President Obama sent an apology letter to Afghan President Hamid Karzai expressing regret for the incident. The protests continue.
Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul, Afghanistan. New jobless claims held steady last week.
Unemployment benefit applications stayed at 351,000, according to the Labor Department, the fewest since the recession was just months old.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpert in Washington. Weighing that and some disappointing news about corporate earnings, the Dow is up nearly 22 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The most innovative and groundbreaking local transportation service is now here. The Green Team Cab Corporation in New Rochelle. The one and only Green Team Cab Corporation features all new 2011 super luxurious hybrid cars that really make you feel like you're being driven in style and comfort. The Green Team is perfect for all your corporate needs. A trip to the airport or just a ride anywhere locally. Call Brian Herbie or Mr. O'Mara today at the Green Team Cab Corporation in New Rochelle for a new kind of luxury transportation experience second to none. We love the Green Team and you will too. 914-576-1200 in New Rochelle, 576-1200. Credit cards accepted in the car, no minimums, no forced gratuity. 576-1200, the Green Team, now the most innovative and superior way to travel. The Green Team, saving the planet one ride at a time.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
There's the weather forecast for Westchester County and vicinity. We start off with a variably cloudy weather in the early going. There might be a shower here and there, but it will become partly sunny for the day. Temperatures will range into the upper 50s, very close to 60. Mostly cloudy with some rain likely tonight, mainly after midnight or nighttime, lows down to around 40. Overcast with occasional rain, drizzle, and fog on Friday, and Friday's highs in the lower 50s. Friday night, still the chance of some showers, but then clearing overnight, nighttime lows in the lower 30s. Saturday's looking partly sunny, windy and cooler, highs mid-40s. Sunday, sunshine in the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Every day, every night.
We're number one for fun.
At work, at home.
WVOX Worldwide.
The voice of Westchester. WVOX.
Okay, we are back. We are back. I am Bob Levinson. This is WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York, and worldwide. And those of you who are watching us worldwide, I'll give you a little wave to the webcam. Those of you who are watching on the internet now, you get a big smile and a wave from Peter and myself. Okay, we're talking about Porgy and Bess, which we saw last night. Porgy and Bess is, as I say, it's an opera. It's not a Broadway musical. It's profounder. It's tragic. And of course, it was written by George Gershwin, who was one of the primo songwriters and musicians. He was a fabulous pianist of America back in the 30s. So this is a heavyweight. This is not a Tin Pan Alley songwriter. All right, so what is it about? Now, we just finished talking about how I don't like the political correctness, and I like that the African Americans, who at the time were still between the slave and civil rights movement. Today, these people would be unrecognizable, but they were there. They were on stage for all to see the way it was, and I do like that. I think that's it's historical. This play is about Porgy, crippled from birth, Bess, a high-living woman of easy virtue, and Crown, a thief and violent man who will have his way with Bess. And then finally, there's Sport and Life, who was played by Sammy Davis in the movie, a drug-dealing, pimp-dressing, high- or low-living guy, depending on who is making the evaluation. Crown has to leave Bess in Catfish Row and run from the law after he kills somebody. Porgy takes her in, and they are now a couple. Bess just seems to be ready to change from her high life to a respectable life, and she is accepted ultimately by the community. So Porgy and Bess are now a couple. But Crown returns to reclaim Bess, and now Porgy must stand up for her, and he does. But after that encounter, Porgy's taken away by the police, and Sport and Life persuades Bess that he will be locked up forever, and the best shot at a new life is to accompany him to New York, and she does go. But so much for the story. The performances by Audra McDonald is great. She plays Bess. She's a fabulous singer, and she's also a great actress. She's more than just a singer. She's the whole package, and she's not hard to look at either. She's a great lady. But she's given some competition by an actress named Natasha Yvette Williams, who plays the role of Mariah. Both women are far more than fine singers, and both can really act. So I look forward to seeing Miss Williams again as well in a future production. There's no matching the pure bell-like voice of Miss McDonald. She's just fantastic to listen to. She opens her mouth, and it's like an angel is singing. But she's surrounded by a very fine support cast. I didn't care much for the sparse sets, but I've learned to accept and suspend disbelief when sets are minimal. The 2+ hours do not drag. The story, the songs, and the fine acting all carry it swiftly through the time. Now, early on, before Bess becomes respectable, and shortly after she hooks up with Porgy, one of the ladies remarks, "Bess can't make no cripple happy." But when the eyes fall on Porgy, Mariah remarks, "That cripple's happy now." So that's a poignant moment in the play. The production is definitely worth seeing. It's well done. It's flawed, but let's not pick at that. Let's just say it's worth seeing, and I do recommend you see Porgy and Bess. The songs you'll recognize are "Summertime," "I Got Plenty of Nothing," "It Ain't Necessarily So," and if you ever heard Nina Simone sing it, you will never forget "I Loves You, Porgy." On Broadway at the Richard Rogers Theater, like I say, go to see that one. If you like Broadway, if you like high-quality singing, if you like Gershwin, if you like good acting, go see it. Yes, it's not completely true to the original, but it's not distractingly different, and the story is all intact, and the songs are. So there it is. All right. Now, we're sitting in the studio with Peter Pesch.
Hi, Bob.
My buddy, here he is. We were talking before the show about what we might kick around, I have to say that once Peter gave me some gravy or sauce or whatever you want to call it. Italians like to call the spaghetti sauce gravy, but sauce or gravy. And I've eaten it, you know, I'm getting up in years, and I've had spaghetti sauce, I would say, maybe 50,000 times in my life. Okay. And yet when Peter gave me his homemade sauce just a few weeks ago, it was like, whoa, this is the best sauce I ever had. What's your secret, Peter?
Well, you know, it's coming from a big family and, being Italian, of course, and watching my mother every Sunday make the sauce, I picked up all the secrets.
Okay, share them, please.
You know, like I was telling you the other day, the main secret of making a good sauce is sauteing the onions in olive oil, virgin olive oil, maybe an eighth of an inch, just to cover the onions that are at the bottom, like a whole onion.
Is this in a frying
pot.
Pan or
in
a
big
pot?
In a big pot, sure.
So the whole sauce is going to be in this big pot.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. But starting it would be to saute the onions golden brown. As soon as you see, and you keep moving them around, you have to stay with the onions. You have to watch the onions.
You don't want to burn them.
Right. You got to keep tossing.
I feel a little bit like Rachel Ray right now.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
That's the trick is, you know, a lot of times people walk away. And once you walk away and a few onions burn, that's it. It's over.
So are you using a small flame here? Sauteing them gently?
You're using a medium flame because you want those onions to
And you
to
keep
cook.
Them moving.
Keep moving them. And once they turn a golden brown, you add the chopped fresh garlic. So the garlic only goes in for maybe 3 minutes with the onions. And you keep turning it. And then you add the sauce right away.
Now, once you add the sauce, you can walk away because it's not going to burn
anymore. Once you add the sauce, then you add all your ingredients.
So by the sauce, what do you mean? Just like a can of sauce?
Yeah, you could open up cans of, say, puree, and two cans of puree, two small cans of paste, and one can of tomato sauce, which is you'll see it. It's a smaller can. So you add all these cans together, and then you add all your ingredients, and make a really good sauce.
Yeah, but no, I would not be true to the Rachel Ray tradition if I didn't ask you, what are these ingredients? You can't say all of these ingredients.
Well, the
what?
Main ingredients.
You already got the garlic and the onions in there.
Just let's say five.
What about mushrooms? What about sausages?
Add the spices first.
What spices?
Well, salt, pepper.
Okay.
Parsley.
Okay.
Basil and oregano.
Fresh basil would be best, right?
Well, just use the bottles, the stuff you get. It's the same. It's
really?
The same because what happens is if you use the fresh, it's you don't chop it fine enough. You know, that you can use fresh, but you need to chop it down really fine.
Really?
Otherwise, the pieces are too big in the sauce and you taste them. Yeah, you know. That matters. So that's why you
kidding.
Just use the...
Wow, I would never have thought
that. Yeah, the jars.
I always would have thought that the fresh
herbs
course, would be
fresh.
The best.
Yeah, if you want
but
fresh.
But you got to really mince them down real tiny.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You know, you can make so many different sauces trying to make the same sauce you always make. If you change the smallest way of making it, that's how you get a different, but they're always good, but they're always a little different, and you'll know it. And you'll say, well, I added a little more, garlic this time, and,
So it's you do it to taste, and it's not an exact
also,
recipe. It's more of an art.
Yeah, and you could add minced onions also.
After,
yeah,
but you already sautéed
right,
onions.
Right, right.
Now, do you use a lot of onions, or is that, again,
A whole onion. A whole onion.
From the start.
You have to slice it. Slice the onions are important. If you have to slice them thin, so they almost disappear in the sauce. That's the trick too. You know that it's like
orange.
It's like an orange peel, like an orange. Say that style slicing, like the way the oranges come. If you peel an orange and you see the way an orange looks, you know that. That thin, like almost.
So this is not the onions you add after the sauce. This is the onions that you saute in the very beginning.
Right. Cutting the onions is important.
Do you mince them up really fine or not necessarily?
No. That's what I'm telling you. The first.
So you put the slices, thin slices, right in there.
Right. That's how you saute in the onions at first. Now, as the sauce is cooking, now you add some onion powder. You can't add any onions to it, like just raw
onion
onions.
Onion powder to increase the flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
So do these onions disintegrate as they cook?
Exactly.
So
absolutely.
There's no like long strings of onion in there?
You will, very, very, they'll be so light you won't even notice them in the pasta, you know?
Really?
That's the.
Okay, so fresh basil and you say, or not necessarily fresh basil.
Yeah,
basil.
just use.
What about the oregano? Do you want fresh oregano? What the same
use
deal?
The stuff you buy in the store.
But it shouldn't be the stuff you've been sitting on the shelf for a year either, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because, Bob, I had a restaurant.
Yeah.
And when I was a young man, this is what we did. You know, there's no time to serve the, community. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to take a little break here. We're talking about Peter Pesce's finest Italian gravy, and we'll come back to that in just a couple of minutes. This is WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. I am Bob Levinsohn. He is Peter Pesce. She is Debbie Schechter. And we will be right back.
world and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. An investigation underway after seven Marines died during a training exercise near Yuma, Arizona.
Air Wing spokesperson First Lieutenant Maureen Dooley tells Fox News Radio that the collision occurred in a remote training facility that's frequently used by the Marines.
The training ranges out there, a lot of them are very similar to what the terrain will be like when they deploy to Afghanistan.
It's not clear yet what led the Cobra and Huey helicopters to collide.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowitz, Republican presidential candidates working toward Tuesday's primaries in Michigan and in Arizona, where they faced off last night in a debate sponsored by CNN.
Rick Santorum played offense, like when he said Mitt Romney supported the Wall Street bailout.
And then when it came to the auto workers and the folks in Detroit, he said no.
Romney countered by hitting Santorum on his record of budget earmarks.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, the president in Florida today, addressing the issue of rising energy prices. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now, the most timeless songs of the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s are together. Time Life proudly presents the Music of Your Life collection.
Make the world go away.
150 romantic classics.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view.
You'll hear all your favorite artists. Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis, Patsy Cline, Andy Williams, The Platters, Bobby Vinton. You'll also get an exclusive 32-page booklet including photos and stories about the artists and their music. And it all comes in a deluxe collector's box.
To get your Music of Your Life collection, call 1-800-359-7790. That's 1-800-359-7790. 7790 or go to musicofyourlife.com.
Is lack of sleep affecting your job, your personal life, even your health? Do you wake up groggy and irritable? If you're one of millions of people who have occasional problems sleeping, taking prescription drugs is not the answer. Now there's a safe, effective, natural solution for healthy sleep called Lights Out. Lights Out contains a proprietary blend of vitamins and herbs that help you get back into your natural sleep cycles, where your body can rest, replenish, and rejuvenate itself naturally, so you wake up feeling refreshed, alert, and ready to take on the day. Right now, you can get a free 30-day supply of Lights Out by calling 888-456-6834. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee, and you get to try Lights Out free for 30 days. Get great sleep with Lights Out for free. Call 888-456-6834. That's 888-456-6834.
This is Rob Rennie, your host of The Eternal Planner, heard right here on WVOX every Wednesday evening at 7 and Fridays at 5. Join me this Friday when I'll be interviewing Diana Castro, a truly anointed Christian who says she's experienced demonic influences in her life. She has special insight into how we inadvertently let these influences into our lives and how we can stop them. It will be a show unlike any other you've ever heard, and a show you definitely do not want to miss. So join me on The Eternal Planner this Friday at 5, right here on AM 1460 WVOX and WVOX Worldwide.
This is the authentic voice of the people.
It's a community station.
AM 1460 WVOX.
The voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOX.
We are back for our final segment, as Ernie Davis calls it, the last roundup. In the studio with us also is Howard Sturman. He came in a little early. We invited him to sit in. So it's me, Peter, and Howard, the three musketeers. There's the camera. Okay, we're talking about Peter's famous Italian sauce, and a reminder that we are on, our phones are open if you care to share anything about either spaghetti sauce or anything else, 914-636-0110. Okay, Peter, we're talking now. Now, you surprised me a little bit. You said that it's just as good to use onion powder and spice jar basil and spice jar oregano rather than the fresh herbs. And I've always been schooled that you got to go fresh. So to clarify that a little. And yet, your sauce is the best.
Right. Well, you know, it's all because it's all because of the, you know, if you have a restaurant, you can't just keep getting everything fresh, say, all the time. So you have to get used to.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Hold that for just a second. We do have a caller. Is that Jill?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Jill.
How are you?
We're fine. What would you like to share with us?
I would like to know if Peter is selling his sauce. is this something he's about to develop, and this is the launch? And I have some extra plastic in case he wants to put it in some containers. I also want to know, you had Bobby, you had spoken earlier about climate change.
Yes.
And I wanted to know if there's any way we can stop it. Or halt it a little bit.
Oh, that's a beautiful question, Jill. That's just a beautiful question. If the human race were to make a concerted effort to do it, possibly it could be done. But I don't have any confidence that that's going to happen. I don't think the human race has the will. I don't think we can do it. So my answer has to be no. But if you talk about the realm of possibility, the answer is yes. We would have to develop alternative sources of energy aggressively, and that means all the alternative sources, the wind, the sun, ocean currents, anything that moves should be developed aggressively. But you have the very wealthy oil companies, and they want nothing more than to just suck the earth dry of all fossil fuels because it's an easy way to make profit, and they have no vision whatsoever. And they teach their constituents that it doesn't matter and that it's all a liberal plot, which it isn't. You know, it's just, this is the real deal.
Now, the other day I caught an article about the test tube man-made beef without the use of a cow coming out of a laboratory. I didn't catch all of the information. I don't know if it's even on the market or when it might be on the market. How do you think this would impact the environment? And
well, I'd have to see more because I did not see that article. I can't imagine. Howard, do you want to weigh in on this?
Well, actually, I'm really curious to how it would affect Peter's sauce.
I don't know. The sauce sounded pretty good.
The sauce is amazing. It's amazing. Sometimes sauce languishes in the refrigerator for a while and finally gets green and gets thrown out. This stuff was gone in the next day.
Theoretically, I have actually read about this new phenomena that they are creating. It's stem cell. It's really stem cell beef. And they're creating it that way. And theoretically, it's supposed to taste very similar to when you buy organic beef, when they're fed, special diet, because it's a very pure type of beef. No, I don't know anybody that's tried it. I don't know where you can get it, if you can get it yet. But it's very new. But it seems to be that it would be logical that someday that they're going to put the cows out of business. And
I can see cloning cows, but they're still cows. I don't see how you would just grow like a steak or a hamburger in a jar. Right?
I don't know what they're doing. I can just tell you that I will not be the first person to try it, and I probably won't be the first million person to try it. Maybe after that I might get interested in it. But when we see McDonald's putting it up fresh from the test tube, you'll know what to do.
Well, it might be an impact should they get into the chickens and everything else.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me. It sounds more like science fiction than reality at this point. But if you've read it, and it possibly, maybe it's worth Googling, and I don't know. But it's very interesting. Anything else you have for us today, Jill?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure to have you on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Howard, do you want to preview your show at all?
Well, I'm back after 2 weeks. I was away, had a little minor surgery. It's nice to be back.
Rotator
cuff on my shoulder. Quite painful, but I am recovering and, feel pretty good today. But we're going to do the usual. Going to throw some subjects out there. We're going to talk. Hopefully, People call in and we'll discuss things. But I actually came late and I didn't, your guest, Peter. Peter, could you, maybe this is very redundant and you can stop me because this is your show. So where did your sauce develop? I mean, was it something from your mother, your
right.
grandmother?
Yes, my mother. And we had a very large family. So there was 15 people at my dinner table every night growing up. And my mother had to satisfy a lot of faces. So let's just say, you know, I watched her every Sunday make the sauce. And I made sure that I picked up all the little, you know, sudden moves of how you make a perfect sauce. And for the last caller, Bob.
Jill.
Jill. And I want to tell her that soon we might be announcing that I have a restaurant in the area. And she will be able to get the sauce, you know. I'll be making the best heroes that anybody's ever tasted in years around here. Because the sauce is unbelievable.
You should call it Mama's Best Sauce.
Well, the name was thought up as Teresa's Pizzeria 2. Mm-hmm. Tua means yours. So that was my put. But we had Teresa's Pizza Ria 1, which was the original. Now, when I do this restaurant, I want to name it after my mother, Teresa's Pizzeria Tua.
Where's it going to be?
Somewhere in the New Rochelle area. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been looking for a location, and I'm getting close because it's not only finding a location, it's deciding who you want to bring in as an investor, you know, a partner in the business.
I think Jill should be a partner in the business too.
Yeah, absolutely.
She sounds great.
Well, she'll be one of our big buyers.
She sounds good. She'll at least buy the sauce and then she'll want to cook some for us.
We'll be jarring it for sure. I mean, we'll plastic containers.
Rayo makes more money now jarring his sauce than he does in his restaurant, I think.
My sauce is better. I don't want to bust anybody's bubble, but
well, you know, I did want to discuss something today about the Republican nomination process, and I don't really, you know, I don't follow that. I don't watch those things so much. What I would like to just say to everybody is when it comes time to vote, regardless of who you choose, I'm going to vote for President Obama. I think he's a decent guy. I think he's a good president, and he can be even better if he gets enough of a mandate to not have to deal with fighting with a political process which is trying to sink him. But just think of your own best interest. You know, when you think, a lot of people say, well, we don't want too much government. Well, you have to have some government, otherwise people would be just stealing your money and fires would be burning down your houses and we'd be invaded. You have to have a government to keep the enemy off, to keep crime off the street, to keep water flowing, to keep electricity flowing. You need some government. So where do you draw the line? Why draw it at healthcare? To me, healthcare, you have people making billions of dollars who have nothing to do with medicine. The doctors aren't making the big bucks. The administrators and insurance companies are making the big bucks. Why should that be? Why should there not be a national health program where everybody is guaranteed some sort of health care, and where, let's say, Congress does not get anything special, everybody gets the same, more or less. I mean, unless you're a rich guy, I never said that the rich shouldn't enjoy their money. If you're a rich guy and you can afford to pay doctors outside the insurance company, insurance policies, go right ahead. Okay, so that's my little comment on that. I'd like to thank Peter Pesch for joining me in the studio and for his feedback and for his recipe. Thanks to Jill for calling in. Thanks to Howard Sturman, who is up next. Our thought for the week, always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, the best small station in the U.S. of A. Next up is Howard Sturman, Mr. Cam's mentor and guiding light. Thanks to Bill O'Shaughnessy, Don Stevens, Debbie Schechter for all you do. I am Bob Lebensold, chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. You are here. It is now. Health and happiness to you all.